Christmas is about a choice. A little riddle for you. Now, if three frogs were sitting on a branch, decided to jump off into the pool below, how many frogs would be left on the branch? Yeah, three frogs on a branch, and one of them decided to jump in, how many would be left on the branch? Two, three, one, zero. Well, the answer is three because the frog only decided to jump. Now, that sounds like many people's New Year's resolution. You know, great inspiration, great resolution, but oftentimes we only decided. And then a year down the track, where we are now at the end of 2019 with, you know, a few more days to go before the year closes out on us, and we're still on the same branch of doing nothing much. So we may have decided, and I've met many people who have decided huge things, you know, big decisions, but in truth, they have not yet made a choice. So what's the distinction between deciding or decision and choice? Now, decision is more of a process. Meaning, you know, we're going through an analysis, yeah, and taking steps, if you will, to eliminate or cut off options. And many of us do that. Although some people still make decisions on the fly, they never even give a thought to it. But generally, that's what decision is about. It's a process, a methodical process. Choice, on the other hand, is more of a mindset approach. Meaning, we have a perception of what the right or wrong choice may be. Now, we can easily set up processes to enable the best, you know, decisions possible. You know, the decisions can range from being very low impact to very high impact. And we can oftentimes, in our wisdom, in our training, with our skills and experiences, we build in checks and balances along the way in reaching a good decision. So it can be thoughtful, and can be a very thorough approach. Now, choice is quite different. Choice is what we face, the opportunities that we face, small or large, you know, wherein we could select or choose an option. We make choices based on our values. We make choices based on our beliefs. Our perception of where a selected choice or a selected one may take us. So choices are much more difficult because at times we cannot collect all the data. You know, the picture is not always that clear. We can't analyze all the options and reach a sound conclusion, if you will. So choices involve our life more in which path we select and the direction, whether it's intended or unintended, it then takes us. So for example, we can go through life making decisions on where to live, where to work, where to play. But how do we make the choice of how to best live or lead? Very different. And I believe Christmas is a great season for us to focus more on making choices than making decisions. We need to make real and necessary choices on how to lead our life in the most purposeful way possible. Now, many people, and particularly in this nation, you know, we celebrate Christmas without a conscious understanding that the story of Christmas is actually the story of choice. That God chose to gave us his son. And that the son chose to die on the cross for humanity. That's what we've been singing about the whole morning. That Jesus' death at the cross was a choice. The unconditional, unending love that he had. So that choice was based on that value. John chapter 10, verse 17 to 18, this is what the scripture said. This is Jesus replying in the gospel. He said, the reason my Father loves me is that I lay down my life. So that was the choice. And then in verse 18, he said, no one takes it from me. Now it tells you clearly it's a choice. But I lay down of my own accord. He said, I have authority to lay it down and authority to take it up again. We make choices every day, whether consciously or unconsciously. And this is where our culture is very insidious, because our contemporary culture influences our choices. And if we are not careful, we continually make poor choices unconsciously, in default manner. And that gave us cultural Christianity. So all of us can choose to live a life of great significance. No matter what our circumstances may be, we can choose to live sacrificially. We can choose to carry a magnificent spirit in facing whatever challenges life throws at us. Just like God has the power to decide, we too have the power to decide to live a life of great significance, impact, and influence. So choice is actually one of the most astounding paradoxes of our Christian faith. My wife and I had dinner at South Bank on Thursday night with the grown-up daughter of a long-time pastor friend of ours. And for some reason, she's grown up to be very cynical about her childhood faith. And one of the things that stumbled her greatly is that she cannot understand how a good God who is in control, and in her own words, and that's how well schooled she was, or is, in her own words, she said, how can a God who is omniscient, that means all-knowing, omnipotent, all-powerful, omnipresent, all-present, how can such a God allow evil and genocides and whatever else that ills the world and the human race to exist in the very first place? And the logic is, he should have done something about it, if indeed he can. And if he cannot do much about it, she asked me, why pray at all? Why invoke him at all? I replied this way. I said, God has gifted us choice. One of the most precious gifts to humankind. We make choices all the time. But the freedom to choose implies that poor decisions are possible. And that we have a capacity to use that freedom to choose wrongly. And many do. God allows choices, and people do make the wrong ones. For example, to sin is a choice. To pray is a choice. To invoke God, to invite Him into our lives, is a choice. And God moves in tandems with our choices. And as an individual, we can make many poor choices, you know, the consequence of which we will have to bear. Sin always comes with a price. And equally, we can make many good decisions arising out of the good choices that we have. the rewards we received. So this Christmas, I want to help you understand choice, thereby helping you with the right direction in life. You ready? That was just all introduction. Number one, we are product of choice. We are not a product of nature. As in people saying, oh, it's in my genes, I can't help it. Nor are we the product of nurture. Oh, it's all the upbringing. I blame my parents. I blame my forefathers. Or I blame the environment. Now, certainly genes and nurture influence very powerfully, but they do not determine exclusively or even substantially what we are. The essence of a human being is that we are able to direct our own life. You have the power to choose your direction in life. You have the power to receive Jesus as your Savior. You have the power to accept the Christmas story of God's salvation for you. You have the power to commit your life and your resources to God, to change your future, and to impact, to greatly impact and influence those around you. Now, in the New Testament, there was a man whose conviction and resulting choice was to see the Lord in earthly existence before he died. And that choice, born out of his faith, born out of spiritual revelation and closeness to God, kept him to his destiny. Let me read the story to you. If you can flash the scripture verse, if not, it's okay. I'll force you to listen. Luke chapter 2, verse 25 to 32. It was so longish, I didn't want to put it on the slides. But yeah, here it is. Luke chapter 2, verse 25. Now, there was a man in Jerusalem called Simon, who was righteous and devout. And he was waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was on him. In verse 26, it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not die before he had seen the Lord's Messiah. In verse 27, moved by the Spirit, he went into the temple courts. And when the parents brought in the child, Jesus, because that was the custom of the law, right? Simon took the child in his arm and praised God, saying, Sovereign Lord, as you have promised, you may now dismiss your servant in peace. What a way to go, huh? What a way to know your sense of destiny and your timing and everything else. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the sight of all nations, a light for the revelation to the Gentiles and the glory of your people, Israel. Now, my point is this. We may not control circumstances, but we can exercise choices based on our value and our belief system. Because that's what this man did. Things may and they can do go wrong. So don't listen to people who tell you you receive Jesus as Lord and Savior, everything is hunky-dory, you know, there will be no more problem and all things will be wonderful. No, things may and they do go wrong. And we can be defeated by circumstances, but success and significance is in the choices we made. The power of choice means that we are not merely the product of our past or the product of our genes. We are not the product of our circumstances. We are not the product of how other people treat us. No, we are not. People unquestionably influence us, but they do not determine us. We are self-determining through our choices, the choices that we made. And we can have definitive outcome because we can make the choice to trust the sovereign God. Simon is a great example. He changes the gospel story. Jesus, a great example. He changes humanity. Number two, not only are we a product of choice, but that we can apply faith in choice. Now, many of you sitting here would know the story of the prophet Elijah, how he was in contention with hundreds of the prophets of Baal at Mount Carmel. This is a story in 1 Kings chapter 18. And I want to read to you verse 21, because this is where we see the prophet Elijah asking the people to make a right choice in who they will serve. In verse 21, Elijah went before the people and said, "How long will you waver between two options or two opinions? If the Lord is God, follow him. But if Baal is God, follow him." Common sense, isn't it? But you know what scripture said? But the people said nothing. God was saying to the ancient Israelites, make a choice. But make that choice in faith. Because implicit in that question is an issue with their lack of faith. This is what we call a self-answering question. That in asking the question, the answer is already there. Obviously known to the people that they were making the wrong choices. They have to choose God and make that choice in faith because the circumstances surrounding them were less than favorable or perfect. They live in times of great oppression. An evil king and queen had suppressed their faith. And Baal was substituting their faith in God. No different to our society today, by the way. We just got a different Baal, that's all. With the media and with the establishment, with all the politically right institutions, they're all imposing Baal on us. Now, life can be less than favorable. It can and may take a toll on us. But we can still make the right choices. Like the ancient Israelites, this Christmas, we may not have the best of circumstances, but we can still, in faith, choose God over Baal. We can choose to believe in the promises of God's word, whatever that confronts us, whatever that's trying and difficult, the challenges in our lives, we can still stand with and choose to believe in the promises of God's word. That we can look at our situation and apply faith and trust. And then choose to respond positively, believing that God is pleased with our faith, particularly implicit faith, where we make choices with an underlying trust that God is sovereign and that life is in His hands, He's in control, even though we may not see or feel it just yet. So let me finish. Jesus came when the fullness of time was up, the product of His choice. And choice always gave us good timing. The Son chose to die on the cross for humanity. His birth and subsequent death at the cross was a choice. Circumstances did not propel Him to the cross. In case we get confused, His political enemies did not bring Him to the cross. The Roman Empire did not force Him to the cross. It was His choice. And hence we have the Christmas story. So this Christmas 2019, you have many choices to make. If you are a Christian, you need to make a conscious choice to giving your life in total dedication to God. Choose to follow God wholeheartedly. You are a product of your choice. Choose to serve God. Let this Christmas be an inflection point in your life where you now consciously choose to apply faith and trust, whatever your circumstances may be. Approach your life, your family, your work, your church with a very different mindset, a different spirit. And if you're not a Christian, Well, you need to accept Jesus into your life. Or you're half a Christian, you need to give the other half back to Him. By surrendering your full life to Him, you need to accept Jesus into your life to receive, to truly receive and appropriate the Christmas story. Otherwise, Christmas will always be about Santa Claus and reindeers, whether red nose or white. Elves and Christmas trees and everything else that are cultural, not biblical. So you need to truly receive the Christmas story because God loves you. He died for you. This Christmas season is actually God's appointment for you. So make the right choice. Start life with God. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for your word. The simplicity of your word, and yet your word is so powerful. I pray, Holy Spirit, that the spirit of revelation will come, that our eyes will be opened, our eyes will be enlightened, our spirit will be enlightened, our minds will be refreshed and renewed, our spirit will be renewed, that the truth is so powerful, and it is so obvious, Lord, that such a clarity will come. And as we appropriate the truth, then the truth sets us free. Hallelujah. You know, truth per se do not set people free. Knowledge of the truth do not set people free. It is when you and I appropriate the truth, we internalize it, we receive it, make it our own, that set us free. Hallelujah. So I pray, Lord, for your people this Christmas season, 2019. The year is fast coming to a close. And I pray, Lord, that the word of the Lord will just sit so deep within our hearts that from today, our mindsets will change with regards to choices that we made. That this is indeed an incredible gift of God, the ability to decide, to choose, and then to make decisions out of that choice. A choice that's based upon our values, our beliefs, upon the word of the living God. So I pray, Father, that the entrance of your word will give light and it will break down every barrier, every stronghold, every oppression, and every burden within our lives. That we will look at life very differently from this morning as we turn into next year, into 2020. That our perspective of life will be so different because we carry a different mindset from here on. So Lord, release your word, the power of your word. Let not the evil one steal your word from us. But let every word just drop into the bottom of and the inner recess of our hearts and let it become very fruitful within our lives. Thank you, Lord. Now bless your people. Bless this wonderful church in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. The Lord bless you, Pastor.